Hallelujah. May the peace and the joys from the Lord be always with you.
今天晚上我们要一起来学习的题目是扫罗王的失败。
Tonight we are going to learn the fall of King Saul as mutual encouragement.
最近我们在读撒母耳记上。
Recently we are studying the book of 1 Samuel.
这是一本很重要的书。
And this is a very important book.
在以色列人历史当中也算是很重要的一笔。
And also in the history of Israel, it's also something very important to take note of.
所以他特别用撒母耳这个名字撒母耳记上记下。其实撒母耳他自己在记上就已经就过世了。
And as we know that there's a 1st and 2nd Samuel, but in fact the person Samuel, and he passed away after the first of Samuel was completed.
那撒母耳这个名字特别重要，因为他是由士师然后进入到了列王的时期。
And the name Samuel was so important because he was in the transition from judges to the kings.
以色列的第一个王扫罗王，第二个王大卫王，都是神借着撒母耳来高立他们的。
And the very first king of Israel, the king Saul, and the second king, King David, they were all both anointed by Samuel.
我们礼拜三已经一起学习过以色列人立王的事情了
哈。And of course, we have studied this on Wednesday.
好，那今天我们最主要是要来看扫罗这一个王。
And tonight we shall study King Saul.
其实扫罗王他能够做王，是神给他很大的恩典。
And Saul became king because of grace of God.
神特别爱他，高立了他，高举了他。
God loves him so much that he anointed him and raised him up.
希望他能够来带领神的百姓。
And hoping that he could lead the people of Israel.
不只是带领他们打胜仗而已。
Not only to win the battles.
更重要的是要治理百姓，带领他们过一个圣洁的生活，过一个听神话的生活，遵守神律法的生活。
And most importantly, to lead and also to guide the people, teach the people so they can live a godly life and a life that worshiping the Lord God.
当神借着撒母耳第一次告诉扫罗这件事情的时候
，And the first time when Samuel told King Saul this,
我们来看撒母耳记上的第九章啊。
Let's turn to a book of 1 Samuel chapter 9.
我们来看第九章的第二十一节。
1 Samuel chapter 9 verse 21.
二十一节，扫罗说，我不是以色列支派中至小的便雅悯人吗？我家不是便雅悯支派中至小的家吗？你为何对我说这样的话呢？
Verse 21, and so answered and said, Am I not a Benjamite of the smallest of the tribes of Israel, and my family the least of all the families of the tribe of Benjamin?
在这边看到说扫罗他原来是便雅悯支派的一员。
And as we can see, Saul, he was a member of the tribe of Benjamin.
这边说到便雅悯支派是以色列当中最小的支派。
And also the tribe of Benjamin was the least of all the tribes.
这要从士师记最后那几章说起。
And we can learn this from the last few chapters in the book of Judges.
那时候在士师记最后几章人民很多都自己任意而行，因为当时候以色列当中没有王。
And at the very last part of the Judges told us that everyone go according to their way because there was no king.
当时候有一个很严重的内战，让便雅悯人几乎都死光了。
And there was a civil war that almost destroyed all the Benjamites.
只剩下几百个人啊。
There was only a few hundreds left.
从再慢慢的再一次的再开始繁衍。
And then slowly they revive again.
所以这个时候才过不久啊，便雅悯还是算很小的一个支派啊。
So at the time of Saul, Benjamin, the tribe of Benjamin, is still considered one of the smallest tribes.
如果当时候他们是用投票的制度啊
，At that time, if they were having a system of democracy or voting,
应该不会选到一个便雅悯最小支派的人来做王啊。
There's no way that the king could be from the tribe of Benjamin.
但是当时候他 是神在主导这件事情。
However, God was the leader of all.
神就是要选拣选最小的便雅悯支派当中的扫罗。
And he meant to choose tribe of Benjamin, the smallest tribe, and he was meant to choose Saul.
因为神爱扫罗。
Because God loved him.
扫罗当时候也不错。
At that time, Saul was pretty good.
他比别人都高一个头啊。
And he was taller than anyone else.
哦，但是他却是非常的谦卑啊。
But he was really humble.
好，他说我是谁呢？我们是最小的，我们家是最小的。
And he said, "Oh, who am I? We are the least."
哦，甚至要来找他做王的时候，他藏到了器具里面呢。
And even the time when the people were looking for him to anoint him, he was hidden behind the vessels.
哦，神特别告诉以色列人说，他藏在器具里面，你们去找他。
And God actually told the Israel people to say that he was hidden inside the vessels.
没有人能够在神面前躲藏啊。
And nobody could hide away from God.
哦，所以扫罗他其实是领受到神很大的恩典。
So, Saul in fact received a great blessing from God.
哦，但是我们知道他的结局却是一个悲惨的结局。
However, as we know that his ending were a very tragic.
他是高人一头的。
And he was taller than a lot of people.
十章的二十三节哈。
Put into chapter 10, verse 23.
哦，他站在百姓中间，身体比众人高过一头。
He stood among the people. He was taller than any of the people.
哦，撒母耳对众民说：“你们看，神所拣选的人，众民中有可比他的吗？”
And then Samuel said to all the people, "Do you see him, whom the Lord has chosen? Is anyone like him?"
特别恩待他。
And God had grace upon him.
他高人一头啊。
He was taller than most of them.
到达最后的时候，
but towards the end,
却是丧失了他的头啊。
He unfortunately lost his head.
好，所以一个神所爱、神所重用，甚至神所宽容很久的人，最后却有这么悲惨的下场。
A person who was deeply loved by God and used by God eventually had a tragic ending.
哦，从撒母耳记上里面，我们可以看到他有七个一步一步的一个败坏。
And from the book of 1 Samuel, we can see the seven steps how he eventually failed.
那我们要从他的失败当中来学习、来查考、得到警惕。
So from his failure, we should learn and serve us as a warning.
好，我们来看第十三章啊。
Let's turn to 1 Samuel chapter 13.
第十三章，这是讲到他第一个做的第一件违背神的事情。
And for, chapter 13 recorded the very first thing that he went against God's will.
十三章的第一节说他登基的时候40岁，做以色列王第二年的时候。
And verse 1, Saul reigned 1 year, and when he had reigned 2 years over Israel.
好，那这个时候他们遇到了征战。
At that time they were facing a war.
好，那他等撒母耳，结果撒母耳都没出现。
So he was waiting for Samuel, but then Samuel did not yet come.
哦，那百姓慢慢的离开了。
So slowly, Israel people left him.
哦，保罗很紧张。
Then King Saul was very nervous.
他就说：“把燔祭和平安祭带到我这里来。
”And then he said to the people, "Bring me the peace offering and also burnt offering."
扫罗就献上了燔祭。
And he then offered the burnt offering.
结果他刚献完，撒母耳就到了。
And just after he finished offer to God, Samuel arrived.
哦，在这边撒母耳责备他说：“你做的是什么事情？”
And here Samuel rebuked him, and what have you done?
因为这个献祭是祭司的工作。
And for we know that offering is should be done by the priest.
哦，这个是神所立定的一个规矩。
And this was appointed by God and the commandments of God.
撒母耳责备他说：“你做糊涂事了，没有遵守神的命令。”
And Samuel said that you have done the wrong thing and you did not observe the God's commandment.
好，那扫罗他自己他有他的理由啊。
And of course, Saul has his own excuse.
我们看十二节
，verse 12。
他说：“我心里说，恐怕我没有祷告神，非利士人下到基甲攻击我，我就勉强献上燔祭。”
Verse 12, then I say the Philistine will now come down on me at Gilgal, and I have not made supplication to the Lord, therefore I feel compelled and offer a burnt offering.
这边里面没有扫罗没有讲到说我对不起啊，我错了。
Here Saul did not say, "Oh, I'm so sorry, I did the wrong thing."
他说没有办法，我你都一直不出现，我只好我就自己献呢。
And he said indeed to Samuel that, "Well, it's nothing I could do. I feel compelled, so therefore I to offer."
这个才是扫罗他做王两年的时候啊。
And this happened on the second year of as a king.
这个地方教导我们什么？
And here, what can we learn from this?
好，就是要教导我们要遵守神的命令。
Here, taught us to observe the commandments of God.
虽然有的时候，好像扫罗这个时候看起来，明明撒母耳不在啊，他不在，那谁要做？只好我就做了。
So, at that time, it seems that Samuel was not around. So, therefore, the Saul had to do it.
好，但是其实他应该要继续等待。
But however, he should have waited longer.
等候神的时间。
And he should have waited for God's time.
哦，因为在当时候的律法里面讲得非常清楚，只有祭司才能够做献祭的工作。
Because according to the law, it was stated clearly that it was only the priest that allowed to offer.
这个不是人的决定啊。
And this was not a decision by man.
这个是神的决定。
And this was indeed a God's decision.
既然是神的决定。
And if God decided to do this.
哦，不是说 decide， 就是说，既然这个是神的规定。
If this was a rule set by God.
我们不能够以我们现在所遇到的情况来更改神的命令。
We cannot use our current situation to change God's law.
哦，好像圣经里面告诉我们，人若不借着水和圣灵重生，不能够进神的国。
Just like in the Bible, it stated that without the water and the Spirit, the man cannot be reborn.
借着水重生，就是在大水里面受洗。
When we say we reborn of water, it means that we need to receive water baptism.
这个是圣经明明白白告诉我们的。
And it was stated clearly in the Bible.
我们绝对不可以因为现在我们遇到了什么事情说，哎，水太远了，没有办法啊，那不用洗了，滴一下水就好了。
We cannot say, oh, because the river is so far away, therefore, let's just have a drop of water in the chapel.
或者这个人能病得很重了，不可能到水里面，怎么可能？我们喷一下，用多一下水了，或者是在室内用温水就好了。
We cannot say, oh, this man is so sick, therefore, let's just get some warm water from the bathroom and then just pour it on him.
从人看起来很有道理啊。
From man's perspective, it seems quite reasonable.
但是神告诉我们的话是不可以改变的。
However, God told us that his word cannot be changed.
因为那个是神的命令。
Because this was God's commandment.
不是人的决定。
And it was not a man's decision.
好，所以当时候虽然可能扫罗他自己觉得这个没有什么大不了。
Perhaps at that time Saul didn't think of it as a big deal.
好，但是撒母耳却告诉他说，你这个是糊涂的事了。
But then Samuel told him clearly, you have done foolishly.
你不遵守神，不要神，神也会不要你。
If you do not observe God's commandment, and God will also forsake you.
好，那第二个学到的是什么？
And what can we learn secondly?
我们来看罗马书。
Let's turn to the book of Romans.
罗马书的第十二章。
Romans chapter 12.
十二章的第三节到第八节。
Chapter 12, verse 3 to verse 8.
罗马书十二章第三节。
Romans chapter 12, verse 3.
我凭着所赐我的恩对你们个人说，不要看自己过于所当看的，要照着神所分给个人信心的大小，看得合乎中道。第四节。
Four.
正如我们一个身子上有好些肢体，肢体也不都是一样的用处。第五节。
Five.
我们这许多人在基督里成为一身，互相联络做肢体也是如此。六。
Six.
按我们所得的恩赐各有不同，或说预言就当照着信心的程度说预言。第七。
Seven.
或做执事就当专一执事，或做教导的就当专一教导。第八。
Eight.
或做劝化的，就当专一劝化；施舍的，就当诚实；治理的，就当殷勤；怜悯人的，就当甘心。好，在这边保罗告诉当时候的弟兄姐妹说在主里面我们是一体的。
Here Paul told the brothers and sisters that we are one in Christ.
但是我们是在这个身体各做肢体，各有不同的功用。
But however, we are different parts of the body and we have different functions.
要按照神所赐给我们的，看自己看得合乎中道。
And according to what God has given us, to each one a measure of faith.
在安静当中，在顺服当中，找到神给我们的恩赐在哪里。
And in the quietness and in the obedience, we need to find the gifts of God for us.
然后在温柔当中服侍教会，服侍弟兄姐妹。
And to serve the church and the brothers and sisters in gentleness.
按照神所赐给我们所得的一个恩赐。
According to the gift that God has given to each of us.
这个是保罗对我们的一个勉励啊。
And this is encouragement by Paul.
好，所以当时候扫罗他的工作是带领百姓。
So at that time, King Saul's job was to lead the Israel people to fight a war.
好，但是献祭的事情却是神的祭司撒母耳当时候要做的。
However, to offer was the job of the God's priest, Samuel.
不一样的工作。
It's two different jobs.
但是都是神所命定。
And this was appointed by God.
所以扫罗他做超过了，神不喜悦。
However, Paul has exceeded his position, and God was not happy with it.
好，我们接下来看我们看回来撒母耳记上的第十四章。
And let's turn back to 1 Samuel chapter 14.
14章讲到了14章在讲到了他们真的跟非利士人打仗的时候。
And chapter 14 mentioned about the war against the Philistine.
好，在这边神给他们得到了一个胜利。
And here God gave them a victory.
好，但胜利的时候呢我们看24节，这边扫罗叫百姓起誓说：“凡不等到晚上向敌人报完了仇，吃什么的，必受咒诅。”因此，这日百姓没有吃什么，就极其困惫。
Verse 24, and the men of Israel were distressed that day, for Saul had placed the people under oath, saying, "Cursed is the man who eats any food until evening, before I have taken vengeance on my enemies." So none of the people tasted food.
好，所以扫罗当时候应该想说是要一鼓作气的歼灭敌人。
And of course, Paul was Saul at that time wanted to destroy the enemy all at one time.
既然现在神让我们得到胜利，我们应该要一鼓作气追赶敌人，直到把他们灭绝了。
For God has given us a victory, so therefore we should get hold of the chance and kill all the enemies.
他现在想到了一个方法。
And he thought of one method.
不要吃饭。
Not eating at all.
因为吃饭要时间呢，要煮啊，要准备啊，那说不要吃饭，我们先做好这个事情，再来想其他的。
If you need to eat, you need to cook and prepare. It's going to waste too much time. So let's kill the enemy first before you eat.
但是因为他这个命令叫百姓起誓，那百姓什么都没吃，他们肚子很饿，反而追杀不到什么人呢。
And because of his order, he made people swear under oath, and it made the people very hungry, and they were really weak.
29节，所以约拿单就说了：“哎呀。”我的父亲连累你们啦，你看我尝了这一点蜜，眼睛就明亮。30节，今日百姓若任意吃了从仇敌所夺的物，击杀的非利士人岂不更多吗？这时候约拿单他有智慧，他看说哎呀，这个命令错了。
And now in verse 29 and verse 30, Jonathan the son of Saul, he has wisdom, and he said, oh, this was a wrong order.
好，那这一日呢，他们很疲倦，甚至到把这个所得的，饿到把牛羊宰在地上，连肉带血就吃了。那这件事情得罪神。
And then in verse 32, they were so hungry that they killed the sheep and oxen and calves and slaughtered and ate them with blood. And this was against God's commandment.
这个血不能吃.
As we know that they were not allowed to eat the blood.
血不能吃不是因为它不干净啊, 或者有细菌啊。
And they were not allowed to eat blood, not because it was not unclean, and because it has bacteria.
因为神说不能吃啊。
It was because God said no.
万物都是神所创造的。
For God has created all.
神创造了人。
And God created human beings.
神也创造了食物给他们吃。
And God also created the food for them to eat.
当在于伊甸园的时候,
just like in the Garden of Eden.
人吃水果。
Men only had to eat fruits.
那动物都是吃草。
And then the animals were eating the grass.
一直到了挪亚方舟之后, 当他们出了方舟之后,
until the time of Noah, after they got out of the ark of the ark.
那时候神告诉他们说, 你们可以吃肉。
Then the gods said that you can eat the meat.
没有说你一定要吃肉啊。
And you don't have to eat meat.
可以吃肉, 你也可以不吃, 但是你可以吃肉。
But you have the choice to eat meat.
因为神说可以吃, 这些动物, 你们也可以吃啦。
For God has given them a new commandment.
但是,
they can eat the animals.
神那时候告诉他们说, 这个人是, 这个要放血, 这个血不能够吃。
However, God commanded them to not to eat the blood.
因为这个血是动物的生命。
For the blood is the lives of animals.
神没有赐给人吃。
And God did not give the blood to men to eat.
所以这个是神给他百姓的一个 不只是给他百姓啊, 这是神跟人讲的话。
And this was a commandment given by God.
那这个时候他们太饿了, 所以宰了, 没有把血放掉, 放好, 就直接吃了, 甚至带血的肉, 都吃了。
And however, they were so hungry at that time that they actually ate the animal with the blood.
那有人告诉扫罗说, 百姓吃了带血的肉, 得罪神了。
And then somebody went to Saul and said that this is against the law by eating the food with blood.
这个时候扫罗说了一句话。
And then Saul said this.
他说, 你们有罪了。
You have dealt treacherously.
好，那今天把大石头滚到这边， 然后你们要把牛羊牵到这边宰了吃， 不可以吃血, 带血的肉。
I wrote a large stone and I bring the meat here. You should not eat the meat with blood.
好, 那这件事情呢, 他发现说, 啊, 我们做错了, 吃到血的肉。
For this matter, and they realized, realized that
就是说有错就对了。 It was a mistake. 那在这个错当中呢, 因为在这个罪当中呢, 神就远离了他们。
And because of the sin they committed, the God has departed away from them.
本来神让他们一直的得胜。
Originally, God allowed them to receive victory.
但是在他们吃了带血的肉之后呢, 神就不再回应他们了。
However, after they have eaten the meat with the blood, God did not answer them anymore.
甚至扫罗要求问神说, 我们可不可以继续去追杀他们? 神都没有回应。
Even afterwards, when Saul asked God if they can continue to pursue after the enemy, then God did not answer him.
那这个时候扫罗就说, 我们一定要找出是谁啊。
And then Saul said at that time that we need to find who did this.
最后找到原来是约拿单啊, 他最先开始吃了, 吃了一口蜜。
And eventually, he found it was indeed Jonathan who started eating the meat.
不是, 蜜, honey.
He starts tasting the honey.
对对对，他没有吃肉， 他是吃蜜。 好，那他就说了，
He's tasted the honey.
就说约拿单啊, 你一定要死。
And then
他的儿子哦。
Then Saul said to his son Jonathan that you shall die.
好，那时候百姓就救了约拿单了，说不可以不可以，神借了约拿单施行了这么大的拯救，因为一开始是约拿单先出去打散敌人的，那不可以 连不可以伤害他的生命，连一根头发也不可以落下，因为他今日与神一同做事。那百姓就这样子救了约拿单的命。
Then the people of Israel pleaded for Jonathan, for Jonathan has led the Israel people to win a big victory and to bring salvation to the Israelites.
好，这件事情是扫罗做的第二件事情哈。对，跟第一件事情连在一起了，但是同一个时代发生的。
And so this was a second event and happened around the same time as the first one.
有几个地方我们要可以做思考哈。
A few things that for us to ponder upon.
第一个，我们看扫罗他做了一个，他听到百姓做这件事情的时候，他的反应是什么？
And firstly, let's look at the reaction when he heard Israel people has done a great sin.
他说：“你们有罪了。”
And he said, "You have dealt treacherously."
好，或者是说你们有好吧 ，deal treacherously， 或者说有 sin， 就是说有罪在你，你们犯罪得罪神了。
You have committed sin against God.
好，我们来看那个尼希米记。
Let's turn to the book of Numbers.
不是尼希米记。
Sorry, the book of Nehemiah.
尼希米记第一章
Book of Nehemiah chapter 1
尼希米记第一章在这边尼希米听到说在耶路撒冷城城墙被拆剩下的人过得很可怜被欺负
So after Nehemiah heard that the wall of Israel and also the temple were destroyed
他坐下哭泣悲哀几日在神面前禁食祷告
He started crying bitterly and also fast and pray in front of God
第六节
Verse 6
他说愿你睁眼看侧耳听你仆人昼夜在你面前为你众仆人以色列民的祈祷承认我们以色列人向你所犯的罪我与我父家都有罪了在这边他第一个讲到是我与我的父家都有罪了
Verse 6 mentioned that both my father's house and I have sinned
其实尼希米他早就被神等于是当作渔民救出去不在以没有被灭绝也没有在还在以色列那边
So Nehemiah at that time he was one of the survivors and who were brought out of the city of Israel
我们可以看到从尼希米不止从这边一直从他整个尼希米当中的作为我们可以看出他是一个虔诚的人
And as we can see throughout the book of Nehemiah, that he was a man with the devotion.
甚至叫百姓说一定要遵守安息圣日。
And he even told people they have to observe the Sabbath.
所以很多没有遵守神的命令去拜偶像，那其实是其他以色列人做的事情。
So in fact, a lot of wrongdoings, such as worshipping the idols, were committed by the rest of the Israel.
但是他说他没有说其他以色列人错了。
But however, when you pray, he did not say, "Oh, look at the other Israel people that have done wrong against you." He said it was my fault.
所以其实扫罗这边，他作为一个带领的，至少也可以承担一下责任了。
And here, Saul as a leader, he should have carried some responsibility.
他说你们错了，他自己都没有错。
However, he rebuked the other, saying that you have sinned.
而且他一定要找出是谁错啊。
And then he also had to find whose fault it was.
因为他一直认为说他没有错啊。
Because he kept on thinking that he didn't do anything wrong.
甚至百姓对扫罗说了：“好了，你第四十节说好了，你看怎么样就去行吧。”
And then eventually, the Israel people say to Saul, "Well, see what's good for you, then just do it."
最后找到他的儿子。
Eventually, he found his it was his son.
这个是第一点啊。作为一个领导者，不要推卸责任。
And it was the first point. So as a leader, do not push away the responsibility.
虽然在这边明明是百姓他们宰杀了这些牲畜直接吃啊，是百姓的错没错。
So even though it was obvious that it was the people of Israel that started to slaughter the animals and ate them with blood.
但是扫罗一开始不给他们吃啊，他们才肚子饿的。
However, initially it was Saul's commandment, so they were not allowed to eat at all.
他也不是完全没有责任。
So he cannot he cannot get away without any responsibility.
但是扫罗会做的一件事情，就他常常会推卸责任。
But one thing that Saul kept on doing is he kept on pushing the responsibility.
每次都说他没有错。
Every time he said it, I did not do anything wrong.
上一次是说情况就是这样子啊，你都不来，我只好上了。
And the last time his excuse was that because you were not here, so I was compelled to offer.
这一次他让百姓饿到不行，结果吃肉的时候还加血。他说：“你们有罪了，你们不对。”
And this time that he
都是你们不对。
This time he said, "Oh no, I told you not to eat anything, and now the people eat food with blood." And then he said, "Oh, this is again your fault."
哦，甚至下一次该不撒玛神叫他们去。杀撒玛利亚人的时候，他没有把他灭绝干净。
And then the third time when he was told to attack the city of Samaria, and he was also
不是亚玛利亚人 Amalekites.
Amalekites, and he was not able to he did not observe the God's commandment.
哦，他瘦弱的杀了，结果肥的牛羊他把他留下来了。神说要把他全部灭掉的。
So God told Saul to to kill everyone, but he left behind the best calves for himself.
撒母耳走到他那边，撒母耳跟他说：“哎，我听见有牛羊的声音，这个是从哪里来的？”
So then Samuel said to Saul, "I heard the cries of the animals. So where did these animals from?"
扫罗说什么？
And then what is so answer? 扫
罗说：“这个都是百姓，百姓说这个好的要留下来献给神。”
And then Saul said, "Oh, this is all from the people because the people say that we should leave the fat cows for God."
扫摩尔责备他说：“你住口吧。”
And then Samuel rebuked Saul, said, "Oh, you should stop talking."
你为什么没有听神的命令
？Why did you not follow the commandments of God?
扫罗怎么说？二十节
，in verse 20,
他说：“我实在听从了神的命令啊。”
Say, I truly observe the commandment of God.
哦，所以他一直以来有一个问题啊，就是说他一直推卸责任，他不觉得自己做错。
And he has this problem for a very long time. For he kept on pushing the responsibility away.
哦，当然有时候是很明显的，不可以献祭，他献祭了。
And sometimes it seems quite obvious that he was not allowed to offer it, yet he offered.
好，那这个神说要把全部灭绝的，结果他留下了一些，没有全部灭绝。
And then like this incident, and when God asked Saul to kill every man and animal, however he left the animals behind.
好，但是我们看回来这个他做的这个，他叫百姓，他发出了这个命令啊，他叫百姓不能够吃的这个命令。
And let's look back to, in chapter 9 when he asked the Israel people not to eat.
我们说这个是一个，怎么讲？一个错误的决定啊。
Of course, we all know it was a wrong decision.
我们觉得了哈。
And we thought it was a wrong decision.
那约拿单他也这么认为。
And Jonathan also thought the same.
好，所以他听到他说：“哎呦，我爸爸怎么会做这个决定？”
And so when he heard, he questioned, "Oh, why did my father give this commandment?"
哎呀，是我爸爸连累你们了。
And it was my father's fault, and he made you all tired.
今天如果他没有做这个决定，我们应该这个成果会更大。
And today, if he did not make this decision, the result would be even greater.
好，但是其实扫罗他是王啊。
For Saul, he is the king.
神立他做王啊。
And he was a king anointed by God.
好，他所要做的是遵守神的律法。
And his job was to observe the commandment.
当他违背律法的时候，那当然是很不好。
Of course, he made a mistake by not observing the commandment.
但是在这个情况之下
，However, in this situation,
他说百姓你不可以吃饭。
When he said to the people that you shall not eat.
好，这个没有，应该是没有违背神的律法。
And of course, this was not against the law.
当然，这个不是一个很有智慧的一个决定啊。
Of course, it was not a very wise decision.
好，但是他身为一个王的，本来这个做决定的权就是在他的身上。
But as a king, he had the authority to make the call.
哦，所以他可以做这样子的一个决定。
So therefore he was in the position to make this decision.
百姓也应该要听他的。
And the people, of course, should have observed him.
好，但是因为他这个决定让百姓后来软弱。
But because of this decision, the people of Israel was then became weak.
这个时候身为一个王。
Then at this stage as a king,
是不是能够谦卑下来 来思考一下省察一下、啊、是不是我有什么地方可以改过来、
Should this the king or leader meditate and think maybe something that should have been done better
好，在这个地方不一定是他绝对做错了，因为 他有时候真的可能不吃饭可以杀个更多啊。
Perhaps this was not a completely wrong order, and perhaps by not eating, you could have killed more enemies.
如果在其他的事情上，想说神叫他杀亚玛利人，他没有杀；神叫他不可以献祭，他去献祭了，这个是完全做错的。但是在这一件事情上，他我们不可以说他完全错，但是他有一个比较缺乏的地方，就是他做一个王，他没有去省察自己的行为。
So while the other examples such as he was not supposed to offer or he was supposed to kill every man and animals in the Amalek, and however as a king he did not do set a good example in this incident.
你很难从圣经里面看到绝对的答案。
This example we could not find an absolute answer in the Bible.
因为那神没有律法说你打仗的时候一定要多久吃一次饭呢？
Because God did not set a law saying that in a battle how many meals were you allowed to eat a day.
如果神有说啊，没有，神没有说了，所以说他可以决定，做王的可以决定。
So as a king, he was allowed to make a decision.
好，但是他做了这个决定之后。
But then after he made this call,
他发现说啊，这个成果不是很好。
And then he realized it was the result was not so good.
他有没有办法谦卑自己？
Can he then humble himself?
他说啊，哎呀，我之前做的决定不是这么好，甚至承认。
And even admitting himself that it was not a very good call.
今天啊，后来你们软弱了，其实我也有一部分责任了。
And now, because and you're weak, and I'm also responsible for this.
哦，他没有这么做。
He did not do that.
他坚持啊。
He insisted.
绝对不是我的错。
And it was not my fault.
就最后找到他儿子啊。
And eventually,
差点他的心爱的儿子就没命了。
Eventually, he found his son, and his beloved son was almost killed.
哦，所以这个可以，我们可以学到什么
？So what can we learn from this?
我们在做很多事情，做决定的时候。
So a lot of times when we make a decision.
有时候真的我们会做出不是很有智慧的决定。
Sometimes we may not make a decision that not so wise.
那可是后来我们会发现说啊，我做了这个决定让一些人受到了亏损。
And then later on you may find out that, oh, this decision I made actually caused loss of the others.
虽然从圣经来看不能说你做错啊。
And from the biblical point of view,It may not be a wrong thing.
但是我们也是要省察。
But again, we still need to examine ourselves.
甚至我们要承认说啊，我之前做的不够好。
And even to admit ourselves that it was not a good decision.
然后来改进。
And then then there's always a space for improvement.
这个是应该有的一个谦卑啊。
And this is a humble heart that everyone should have.
这样子才能够成长。
And then we can grow in this.
保罗他一错，不是保罗，扫罗他一错再错，一直到最后面完全远离神了。
So Saul committed this sin and a mistake every time, and until he was so far away from God.
其实最重要的就是因为他不会改。
And the most important thing is because he did not know how to change.
他一直认为他没有错。
He kept on thinking that he did not do anything wrong.
或者是他有一个骄傲在那边，不允许他承认。
And or he has this pride in him that he did not want to admit the mistake.
神很爱他。
God truly loves him.
他做错了，有神的工人撒母耳来告诉他说：“你做错了。”
Even after he made a mistake, God's worker, such as Samuel, would actually rebuke him and tell him. so many times.
但是他没有办法听进去。
However, he was not able to humbly accept it.
他没有办法改变。
And he was not able to change.
所以他最后面真的神就抛弃他了。
So eventually, God actually had to give him up.
本来高人一个头，最后连那个头就没有了。
And he was taller than a lot of people, but eventually he actually lost his head.
好，我们今天晚上先学习到这边。
And we'll learn this for tonight.
我们来唱赞美诗。
Sing him.
395首。
395.